I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. President Donald Trump this week ordered a review of the U.S. Antiquities Act. The move could impact the Atlantic Ocean's first ever marine national monument, created last fall. The Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Monument covers nearly 5,000 square miles off the coast of Cape Cod. It's home to a variety of wildlife and underwater landscapes. This week, President Trump ordered his Interior Secretary to review dozens of monuments created over the last roughly two decades, which are larger than 100,000 acres. Trump said they represent what he called a, quote, massive federal land grab. Lisa Dale with the Yale Center for Environmental Law and Policy says the review isn't trying to rescind or undo anything yet.
It's quite heavy on ideology and rather light on realism.
Dale says it's not clear whether the president has legal authority to revoke a national monument.
There's no precedent for it. No president before this one has ever undone a national monument designation.
She thinks any redrawing of one would likely play out in the courts. Bob Vanas is with Saving Seafood, a group that opposed the Atlantic Ocean Monument Act. He thinks President Barack Obama improperly revoked commercial fishing rights by creating the monument and says he'd welcome a legal battle.
So it really should be tested by the courts to determine whether it's constitutional, and that's why I think it's appropriate for the secretary to review it.
Lisa Dale says any review will likely take months. What the administration will do with the results of that review, she says, remain unclear. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.